It's been great. It's an awesome experience, and really just trying to take it all in and learn as the process goes along.
Does it get overwhelming having to do all this stuff, meet with teams at night, have to do drills, everything else?
Not really. I mean, it's definitely a grind, especially going to go to all the medical stuff. But meeting the teams is a fun part. You talk about football, and I'm really just taking it all in, learning as I go.
Patrick, what was some of the advice that Coach Kingsbury gave you to prepare for this moment?
He really just told me to take it all in. He said you only get to do it once, so go out there, learn, and really just be the best man you could be.
Patrick, do you feel like the interview is probably the most important thing for you? Drawing up plays, so to tell them that you are a mental quarterback, that you're not just a system guy?
It's definitely important for sure. I mean, the interviews, doing the footwork the right way, making all the throws. I mean, all of it's really important with interviews, so you definitely try to impress there.
What's the toughest question you've gotten so far?
Toughest question I've gotten is, right, do you consider yourself a cat or a dog?
What was that answer?
I chose dog.
Why?
Because I feel like I have that fiery dog mentality on the field.
Who feel you have the best quarterback?
I mean, there's a lot of guys that are really good in this class, but I'm gonna compete hard. I definitely think I could be. I have the talent to be. It's all gonna be all on who wants to work the hardest on the off the field of the film work, the getting your practice exactly how you want it. And I mean, that will determine who's the best guy.
Have you met with Buffalo Bills yet?
I have not yet.
What do you think when people say you're a system quarterback, a product of the air raid, and they want to know more about that, what do you tell them?
I just show them my knowledge for the game. I mean, that's the only way I can prove it wrong. I mean, if you look back at the system quarterback, a lot of guys didn't work out. So for me, it's just going to be about proving those guys wrong. I mean, going out there, really showing my knowledge of the game, and just competing. And, I mean, it'll all show up when you get to the field.
How do you plan to show that tomorrow? What do you hope they see from your 40 and your workout and the
throw? The 40 and the running, just seeing that I'm athletic, seeing I can move around and avoid people making people miss, and then throwing, just showing I can make every NFL throw. I mean, the deep comebacks, the goes, the post corners, everything like that, I got to be able to throw where I want them and show I can stretch the field.
Dad, help you. Just coming up, being professional athlete and what he was?
I mean, it definitely helped me. Just seeing professional athletes growing up, you saw how hard they worked when they got to the big leagues, how hard they worked just to stay there. And him giving me advice, as well as LaTroy Hawkins, my godfather, they really have showed me the way to be a professional athlete, and that's definitely something I feel like is an advantage for me.
What were some of the things that they showed you when you said about being a professional athlete?
I mean, just being a pitcher, they weren't always on call to pitch, but they're right. Still going up there every single day, working hard to make sure they're ready. They're ready in case the worst case scenario happens. Especially when being my dad was a starter for a little while. I mean, you don't expect to pitch, but you got to be ready. You got to throw your extra bullpens. You got to perfect your game every single day.
Did you also learn from them how to take criticism?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've always been able to take criticism well. I mean, I've always used it as you got to take that criticism, make it constructive, and fix it. You make a lot of mistakes in football, but as long as you're learning from those, you're improving every single day.
Looking back to when you made that decision for football all the time, what does it mean to you to be in this position now, getting ready to go to the draft?
I mean, it's definitely one of the best decisions I've ever made. It was something I really sold myself out to be a football player, and it's really paid off well so far. And I mean, I'm not nowhere near the finish. I'm just the beginning now. I have to go out there and prove that I can be a professional quarterback, be an NFL quarterback.
What's been challenging about the interviews you've had so far?
Just I have to make sure I get across my knowledge. There's nothing really challenging, I guess you'd say. It's just about getting my knowledge of the game across to these coaches and owners and GMs, and I feel like I've done that well so far.
Patrick, I keep seeing the description of you as a gunslinger. What do you suppose? Why do you suppose you're called?
I mean, it, definitely because I throw the ball a lot of times in my Texas Tech, and that's definitely got me that gunslinger mentality, as well as I've done a lot of stuff scrambling outside of the pocket. But I've really worked on my fundamentals these last 2 months, and I expect to have a great day tomorrow.
Compared to Jay Cutler, what do you make of that?
I mean, Jay Cutler definitely has a tremendous arm. The guy's played in the NFL for a long time, and I mean, it's awesome to have any comparison to any NFL quarterback.
Can you talk to the Bears?
I haven't yet, but I have a meeting with them.
Tonight?
I believe so. I'm not positive.
Where you been working out, Patrick?
I worked out at Exos in Carlsbad, California, right outside of San Diego.
Are you happy with that 225? How you weighed in yesterday?
Yes, I was very happy. I goal of mine was to be 225. I came in at 232, And so to get down to that weight, I was actually very happy with that.
What went into cutting those last few pounds, especially?
Nutrition was the biggest thing. In college, they really tried to get us to do nutrition, but I feel like I didn't take full advantage of what we had at Texas Tech. And we did have the resources, but I just didn't take advantage of it. And just to go into this 2 months, really selling myself on your body is your business. I mean, you got to have your body in the perfect shape, and I really took advantage of that.
Patrick, over at Texas Tech, you had a head coach that had been through exactly what you did, being the Red Raiders quarterback in Cliff Kingsbury. How important was that to you, and what has he given you about the advice concerning this week?
I mean, he's maybe the quarterback I am today. Just in general, he's helped me improve every single year. He pushes me, and it was something that he gave me advice. That when you do this, go all in. Be all in, all football, all the time. And his work ethic, the way he studies, it's transcended to me. And, I mean, it's something that I'll use going into the NFL.
Would you be sitting here watching? Are you expecting that?
I mean, I want to be a competitor. I want to play. But knowing, I mean, I went to Texas Tech, and I had a guy in front of me, and I had to sit behind him for a while and learn and just play. And it's something that I've done before, and I know that whatever is best for the team is, I mean, that's what's best for the team. That's the only thing that matters. And so if I have to sit for a year or two, I will, and I'll train as hard as I can. So when I do get a chance, I'm ready.
What was the medical day like? You said that was a long day.
It was just a long day. I mean, you have to go through every team, and they have to check you out. I mean, they're investing money in you, so you just take it in, and you know why they're doing it, and, I mean, you just go through it.
How many hours were you at the hospital?
I don't know exactly the hospital. The day was from 7 to 5, but, I mean, I don't know. We went everywhere. We were medical, doing some psych testing. I mean, it was a long day in general.
You had such a successful season last year. What were some of the skill sets that you picked up that will prepare you for the next level?
Definitely extending the play. I mean, that's something that I feel like quarterbacks nowadays are doing a lot more, and it's helping out. Then just making a lot of longer throws. I feel like we went down field a lot more this last year. A lot of teams played us in a three double cloud, so we had to throw a lot of deeper digs and stuff like that they throw in the NFL, and so I feel like that helped prepare me for everything I'm going to see.
You mentioned those plays.
A lot of people have you going in the first round now. How much would it mean to you to be a first-round draft pick?
I mean, it'd definitely be awesome. I mean, that's a dream. You want to be a first-round guy. But for me, it's all about going to the right team, the right organization, and I just want to get coached really hard. I want to have every chance to go out there and improve my game every single day.
I've been with Davis. You mentioned those plays, how many plays you made outside the pocket. Do you feel like that's something you can continue to do at the next level, or teams are going to want you to tone that down a little bit at all?
I mean, it's something I definitely can do, but in the NFL, you don't get as many chances to do that. If you have a clean pocket, you stay in there and you make the throw. And it's something I've really been working on, and I feel like going from sophomore to junior year, I improved on. I'm going to keep trying to improve every single year.
Patrick, you're going to be working alongside Davis Webb this weekend. Of course, you guys were both the red quarterbacks for Texas Tech. What's your relationship with him these days?
It's actually a really good one. We had a really tough battle at Texas Tech, and I ended up coming out on top. But I knew he was going to be here, and I was going to be here. And it was something where it was two great quarterbacks in the same situation. And the whole year that I was starting, he was supportive. And, I mean, we have a great respect for each other, and I know he's going to have a great weekend as well.
Given your druthers, do you have a preference as to what type of system you go to?
I do not have a preference at all. Just whatever I go to, I'm learning from day one. I'm going to learn as much as possible. I know that knowledge is what's going to help me improve my game. So, I mean, it doesn't matter what system.
Have you met with a lot of teams so far, and have the Giants one of them?
I have met with a lot of teams. I don't think I have met with the Giants yet, but I have met with a lot of teams.
Have you met with the Texans?
Have you met with Kansas City? Are you scheduled to meet with Kansas City this week?
I am scheduled to meet with Kansas City, and I have actually met with Kansas City already.
What do you know about Andy Reid's history with quarterbacks?
I mean, I know he's definitely a great quarterback coach. He's had great quarterback, Don McNabb, and just name one of the guys. I mean, Alex Smith's a great quarterback right now, and it's something that, I mean, it's awesome. It would be awesome to be under him and, you know, how he teaches quarterbacks, and I'm excited to meet with all these teams.
Have you met with the Texans?
I haven't met with the Texans yet.
Patrick, what was it like to play with Jakeem Grant as a weapon on offense?
That was awesome. I mean, I loved having Jakeem. It was basically just finding ways to get him the ball. I'm excited for him and his future in the NFL. He just started this year with a punt return and several things he did for Miami, and I'm excited for him to keep improving.
Has it really just about Steelers yet?
I have met with the Steelers in an informal meeting. I don't know if I have a formal with them or not.
How'd that meeting go?
It went well. I love watching the Steelers. I love watching Big Ben, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell.
Patrick, talk about one of the knocks on you, I guess, is mechanics. Could you talk about how you're going to address that
as you go into the process here?
I mean, I've already really tried to address it these last 2 months. I've really been working on holding the ball higher, perfecting my footwork and my base in the pocket. And it's something that you just have to keep working until it becomes a habit. Yes, sir. I've been working with the quarterback coach, Mike Shepard.
Can you just go over the teams that you have spoken to, rather than we just ask you individually?
There's a lot of them, yes, sir. I don't know. I have a lot of them, and I still have a lot to go, so I don't know exactly everybody.
Do you have someone a meeting scheduled with the Giants that you know of?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am, my bad. I do have one, and it's, I believe it's tonight.
How about with the Jets?
Yeah, I do have one tonight as well.
So, Patrick, you're a White House graduate, correct? Can you kind of describe your journey from White House to this point where you're standing at this podium and talking to everybody today?
I mean, it's been a fun one. I've met a lot of great friends along the way, and it's something where no one expects me to play football. Everyone thought I was going to play baseball, but I knew in my head I was going to be in this position, and it's awesome to get here. But, I mean, it's just a start. I'm planning on trying to go to the NFL, having a great career.
You obviously put up big numbers this year. How would you characterize your season?
I mean, it was an awesome season. I mean, just building those memories with my teammates, but we didn't win enough. For me, it's not about the stats, not all the stats that I put up. It's all about winning, and if we'd have won the games, all those stats wouldn't have meant anything to me.
You meet with the Saints?
I have met with the Saints.
What would you think of that situation, like Drew Brees there?
I mean, it would be awesome. I mean, learning behind Drew Brees, I mean, he's one of the greatest of all time. I mean, he does the game. He sees it in a way that no one else does, and I would love to sit behind him and just pick his brain every single day and have someone to just watch do it the right way.
How would you compare yourself to the other top quarterbacks in this year's draft? How are you better than, like, Trubisky, who's over there right now, or Kaiser?
I think we're all good at different things, and it's the thing where I think as me and my talent, I'm gonna have a lot of arm talent. I can make every throw, and I have an athleticism to extend the play, and I'm just going to keep working on getting every aspect of my game better. I mean, it's hard to compare us because I haven't seen those guys really play live. I mean, I've seen some film on them, but nothing that I can really compare how hard they're throwing the ball or any accuracy, anything like that. So I'll show up as we go through these next month of workouts and the combine.
What's the biggest criticism teams have had for you and what they think you need to work on the most?
I mean, really, it's all been about how hard I want to work. They know I have the talent, and it's going to be all about if I can get my base right, if I can be consistent with my mechanics every single time, and if I do that, I feel like I can excel at the next level. Yes, sir. I was, for my first 8 years of life, I was everywhere at every stadium, and I feel like that's helped prepare me of just seeing the work ethic and what it takes.
You talked about holding the ball higher, fixing your feet, mm-hmm. fixing your base. Is there any concern when you're going through those mechanical fixes that it'll take away some of that, you know, gunslinger mentality that it'll become too mental for you?
No, not really. I mean, I'll always have that, but now it's going to be about using it at the right time. And it's going to come with just repetition and really working, and it's something that I feel like I'll always have in the back, and I can really do, I need to have that mechanics up front.
You think up a lot of draft boards. What's been the difference? What are people seeing now that they didn't see during the season?
I think it's just people watching more and more film. I mean, they're just saying I can make all those throws. And then at the same time, I'm starting to meet with teams and talk to them. And I'm hoping those are going well. And it's something that, I feel like I can be one of the best quarterbacks in this class, if not the best. And I'm just going to keep competing until, I have that chance.
Do you think the mechanical stuff is a result of being a baseball player?
It definitely went a little bit into it. I think it was just as a result of I didn't work a lot of quarterback stuff when I was young. And so I kind of just got out there and started just playing. And then in high school, I ran a spread offense, but I kind of sat back there and made plays. And then going to college, you can see every year I get better and better. So I'm just keep trying to get better every year.